Welcome to Community Connection. Oh, pardon me. I swallowed on a bit of air. Anyway, let's get started. I'm Alan Collier, and you're listening to Community Connections. It's my pleasure to be here. Well, actually, for the next 3 hours, we've got an interview coming up now, between now and 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, we've got our legal people from Hutchinson Legal coming in. We've got plenty of questions for them, and they'll answer the question from last month. And then between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes. We've got the guests, we've got their music, and we'll hear all about their life and the music that's played part of their lives. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Mark. And you might say, well, who's Mark and what's he got to do with anything? Mark is with Link, which is L-I-N-C. It's a church service network in the Yarra Valley. Specifically, we'll just talk fairly generally about their programs, but we then want to talk about their food programs, because I know Mark is part of the board. He tells me at the moment he's the acting chairman and the treasurer, so I guess they're looking for people to get involved. But also then we want to talk about their food program, which I know Mark is very familiar with. So first of all, welcome, Mark.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
Mark, first of all, just give us a quick rundown. I mean, Link, first of all, what is it? I know, is it just one church, or is it part of a combine of churches, and how did it come about?
So Link is a there's a number of Link affiliates from Link National around Australia, but Link means love in the name of Christ. It's been going now 33 years this year in the Yarra Valley, and it's made up of 14 member churches, mainly down the Warburton Highway.
Oh, right.
On our side.
Yeah. So somebody along the line had the foresight to get all these churches involved in programs.
Well, individually, each church, most churches in the Yarra Valley are too small to run big programs. But when you combine, you actually get that ability to run bigger programs to help the community.
Sounds great. All right, so tell us a little bit about the overall programs. I know we're going to talk about the food programs, because that's your little baby, so to speak. But tell us a bit about just the general programs that Link run.
Well, Link has the two programs, and we'll talk about the food program after. But we have a program called Fresh Start, and that's where people can ring into a helpline, and we do a little bit of we do a lot of referrals to other services, and and we also do bill help and budget help and other things on that line.
Right. So you've got some counsellors there, or
yeah, we've got a number of people that do it. Where budget persons are just taking a break at the moment, but they help out people in need in the community, because a lot of people work up until, say, they're 65, and then they haven't got the income they had, so then they've got to work out how to budget to get through the next 20 or 30 years of their life.
And once upon a time, the basis was built in the early days, was it? You retired at 65, probably dead by around 70. Now, that's blown out. I mean, you hear people well in their 90s now, so there is a long time between the time that you retire, if you do retire at 65, and before you fall off the twig, so to speak.
Yeah, well, my dad, he's 93 now.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, and he still volunteers, and he works at the Millgrove Food Program and helps me set up of a Friday morning at Yarra Junction. But he retired at 65. So he's now been retired from 65 to 93. So he's nearly 30 years in retired. So
yeah, and of course, a lot, particularly, I guess the younger ones now are in a lot better position. But so a lot of those older people, they never had superannuation in the first 20 or 30 years of their life, did they?
Well, superannuation for most people didn't really start until in the early 90s, when it became a compulsory thing as part of your wage package. And most people, I'm lucky, I worked at Telstra for many years, and I had 40 years of paying super. But I paid as well as the government component or the other component, the business component. So I'm lucky, and but you know, people of that vintage that started work, you know, in the early 50s and around 1950, they probably retired without any, with very, very little super.
And I guess we all do this. When you've got the income coming in, you tend to spend it. You don't often think at 40, well, I better be start thinking about when I'm 65 or 70. So I guess, and very often people in that vintage and my vintage didn't bother to budget because they had income coming in and they were spending it. But all of a sudden, I guess when you retire, there's not the money there.
And those first few years of retirement, you seem to spend a little bit more as well because people are fit enough to travel.
Yep.
As they get older, they're not as fit to travel. They're not as fit to go around and do other things, so they spend less. So it's a vicious circle. But fresh start, we call it fresh start line.
Yep.
They're there to help people and advise people, because while we don't do accommodation, we don't do a lot of other things, there's organisations, other organisations that we partner with that do all that, and we just refer on to those.
All right, I've got to take a quick break, but look, what I suggest is everybody listening, some of the things we talk about you, we're going to talk to Mark about, have a paper and pencil at about 5 to 1. We'll get Mark to give you all the contact details. So we'll be back in a minute. Talking to Mark, and he's from Lincoln. We've been talking a little bit about the fresh start. Now, first of all, Mark, What sort of demographic, and I know it's a bit dangerous when we start talking about demographics because we're not trying to put anyone down, but I just want to sort of get a bit of an age group that you're seeing. Has that changed? And also in 2023, did you see 20 people or what happened?
So the demographic has changed a lot over the, especially since COVID, right. And there's some reasons for that. We're seeing a lot more young families coming through, especially in our food program, and that's because the people that come to the food program, or those new people to the food program, they're young mums. That's the change of demographic. They've been two incomes. They've moved up here for the housing and affordability. Interest rates are going up. They've gone, had a baby, gone on maternity leave. Maternity leave finishes after the baby's about 3 months old, three and a bit months old, and then they're back to one income.
Yeah.
And they struggle at that point. And we're seeing a lot of young mums now starting to come through with young families starting to struggle.
Because, I mean, even a lot of young couples with a couple of children, both working, some of them are still struggling too, aren't they?
Yeah, we see that as well. And it's a sign of the times that you have working poor now, which we never saw 20 years ago.
No. All right, so in 2023, did you see 20 people or how many people would you have seen?
So in the Fresh Start program alone, we fielded over 5,000 inquiries.
True.
So that's... Some of the people would be multiple inquiries.
Yep.
Some of the people are only one inquiry, but that's how many inquiries on the Fresh Start line.
It's still a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, it's a lot of inquiries, yeah.
Yeah, and that still doesn't... and we're still not talking about your food distribution, are we?
No, well, food's a whole program on its own.
All right. Look, we'll take another quick break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the food program that you're intimately know all about.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Look how far we've come, my baby.
G'day, it's Nat from Watching Place, and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Mark, and he's with Link. Now, first of all, Mark, I know we want to start to talk about the food side because that's your little baby, and I should also mention, well, I think I did mention that you're on the board, currently the treasurer, and as a fill-in chairman. Mark, what got you involved with Link as an not so much, obviously you must have a church background, a Christian background, and that's fine, but there's still a difference between going to church on a Sunday and getting heavily involved like this. What drove you to do it?
Well, I had the opportunity to retire at 60.
Yep.
And my wife, who's since passed away, was ill, so I retired to look after my wife. I was going to help out at the Millgrove Baptist Church, my church,
yep,
because we have a program, or Link have a program there at the Millgrove Baptist Church. And at the same time, the day I said I was going to retire, the person who ran the food program from Link resigned. So I ended up taking over the Yarra Junction food program and then doing all the other food programs. But I see it as an extension of my church work. And people, I try to be a Christian without being religious.
Yep, I know what you mean.
And I see that doing the food program and all that, and the Fresh Start and all those other helplines is showing God's love in a practical way to the community.
Yep.
And doing it on God's behalf.
Well, and because we all know people, and I'm not slagging off at anyone here, we all know some people that rock in on a Sunday and they sit in the church and then the rest of the time they don't do much. And some of them are downright not really nice at other times.
Well, being a Christian's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can't just be a pew warmer on a Sunday morning.
Nah, but there are a few. Anyway, we're not here to talk about. So now let's get onto the food program. What is it?
So the Link food program is a food program totally run by volunteers, and all the food is donated.
Where from, like the supermarkets and all that?
So our biggest volunteer or group that we get food from comes from Second Bite. And that's an organisation backed by Coles.
Yep.
And I'll back a step. We have a number of programs. We have one at Moorabark with Grace Communion, and it's held at St. Margaret's Church in Moorabark. We have a program at Millgrove Baptist Church, Wurrialik Presbyterian Church, Yarra Valley SDA Church run it out of in Wandon North as well, and Link run the one at Yarra Junction that I manage weekly.
All right, so we've heard about the organisation. So do you have to have volunteers running around the Coles picking stuff up at some time each week?
So we pick up, we have volunteers that do pick up. I pick up a lot of food as well.
Yep.
So because we only run on a Friday,
yep,
the food program, I have an agreement with Aldi in Seville.
Oh, yep.
And we get the food from Aldi. We have an agreement with Woolworths in Yarra Junction and get food from there. And I work with ADRA at Warburton, and they pick up, and they run a Tuesday program, and they pick up from Aldi on a Tuesday as well.
Right.
And the Millgrove program picks up on a Thursday, and I pick up on a Friday from Aldi, and I pick up from Woolies. Millgrove pick up from Woolworths on a Thursday, and I pick up on a Friday from Woolworths.
All right. So when you say you pick up from Aldi and all those, what do you actually pick up?
I pick up bread.
Yep.
And like yesterday's bread that's left.
Yep.
And I also pick up fresh fruit and vegetables to hand out at the food program, and quite often a few damaged packets, like of cake mix or breakfast cereal, and someone's ripped it open, or box, when they sell a box of soft drink and someone's opened a box up and taken a can out, they yep. give us the rest of the box. I don't suggest people do that so we get more, but, but it's just a fact what happens.
Yeah. So then you all rock down and you pick it up. Do you collect just for the Yarra Junction one that you run?
Yes, I do. I also pick up from the Buddhist monks at East Warburton. They donate to us every fortnight, so I go out there tomorrow and I'll pick up out at the Buddhist monks as well.
So, all right, let's just follow that along a little bit. So how do they get that? Is it food that they've bought that they don't need at the end of the time? Or what?
At the monks, it's a custom that when you visit the monks, you take a donation of things they need. So take them. Toilet paper and food and personal items like toothpaste, toothbrushes and all that sort of stuff. And there's only a certain amount they can use, and anything that's left they give to us to donate to those in need in the community.
All right, so we're talking about food, but also there are times when you have things like toothpaste and all that available too.
Yeah, soap, quite often have it. Cleaning products, all sorts of different items.
All right, I've got to take another quick break, but before I go, I think I need to ask you this question because it does put a vastly different light onto some organisations. All your people are volunteers, aren't they?
Link have two paid staff, the general manager and the person in charge of the intake line, but all the people on the food and everything else, the people that deliver the food are all volunteers.
Well, that's what I meant. Every organisation's got to have one or two paid people to be legally responsible, I guess. But we need to when you're talking about people picking up and people running things around and all that, we need to emphasise that all these people are volunteers just putting back into the community.
Yeah, so of all the money and all the goods Link get, less than 4% is administration and wages.
Gee, that's low compared to some other organisations.
It is low, but that's what volunteers do for your organisation, and that's how important a volunteer is in an organisation.
Absolutely. And I guess we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. I guess you're always looking for volunteers to help too.
We always do look for volunteers, but we've also, a lot of people ask to volunteer as well, but we're looking for some key volunteers around fundraising and administration.
Yep.
But food volunteers, we get plenty of people come along to offer to help with the food program
terrific.
And other programs.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Yeah.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Just a quick reminder that between 1 and 2 we have our legal hour, and if you've got any questions, now we can't talk about cases because that's, you need to ask a lot of questions, but if you have any aspect of the law that you want answered, give us a ring now on 59615991, 59615991. Only too happy to put the question. We've got a ripper of question we're going to send them away with at the end of the hour. But anyway, we're talking to Mark. And now, Mark, we've been talking about the different programs that Link run. And you've been talking about all the food and how you're collecting that. All right, so now we've got people listening who maybe are doing a bit hard. First of all, what do they? How do they come? Where do they come? And what sort of things are they likely to get?
So
big question.
A lot of questions in one there. And that's all right. So the program's run at Millgrove at 10 o'clock on a Friday morning, at Wurrialik, 10.30 I should say, 10.30 at Wurrialik.
Whereabouts in Wurri?
Presbyterian Church, straight opposite the primary school.
Yep.
Wandon at the Senior Citizen Centre, 10.30. Yarra Junction at 1 p.m. Most of the sites hand out tickets we give tickets to the people because you get so many people.
Yep.
You give them tickets and they then run through the program. So at the program we get most fresh fruit and vegetables, and it's just what gets donated on the day.
Yep.
And this might blow a few people's mind, but between all sites, it's nothing to get 8 tonne of fresh food.
Gee, that's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, so when you add up that we've got a 8-pallet truck come every Friday from Second Bite, then we get what we pick up at Moorabark, pick up from Coles, we pick up from Aldi at Seville and Woolies at Junction, the Junction Bakery give to us, Sanders Apples give to us. So we get so much food, mm-hmm. and we normally have all the staples. We have a lot of bread as well, and we've just gone through a season of eggs. There was a donation of eggs because we also work with Eastern Food Share, and they pick up they get deliveries from Costco.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If I get too much of one thing, they take it and get rid of it. And if they've got something that I can use, they bring it and give it to me.
Mark, I've just got to ask you, before we go any further, is there a limit? Like, if a person comes this week and they are really in need, and we should stress, look, you really should be in need to use these programs. Could be fair to the ones who really need it. Can they come back the next week? And is there a limit as to how long they can come back?
No, there's no limit. We don't ask questions. We've got I've been there 5.5, nearly 6 years now, and we've got people that still come through 6 years every week. Some weeks they take a bit. Some weeks it's only the company, because loneliness is a big thing out there in people.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's that fellowship they have before, as they stand around and talk before they come through the program, and they then come through the program. Some people come and take half a shopping bag full. Yep. Other families come and they take 3 or 4 shopping bags full because they're in more need.
Yep.
And I always talk about God's great provision. The weeks we get lots of food, yep. we have lots of people.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. And when we get hardly any or a lot less food, we yep. have a lot less people.
Gee.
Yeah. Yep. So on Friday, we had 109. We do hampers as well out of Yarra Junction. Yep. We had 109 families got food yep. on Friday just at Yarra Junction. And there's between 250 and 300 families across the 5 sites get food every week.
Every week. Now, Mark, are you finding that some of them are single mums as well? Because we mentioned a number of groups, but we didn't mention single mums.
Oh, some are single mums. I don't ask.
Yeah.
They're just people, to me, they're people in need that come to ask for a service,
yep,
and I supply it.
Right.
I don't ask if they're single mums or married or anything like that.
That's fine. That's fine.
There are some that I know are single parent families.
Yep.
It's both single mums and single dads. Yes.
All right. And I, one thing, I chopped my question off a bit too quick there. So are you finding that... Oh, I've lost my train of thought. No, but we'll have to move on. I lost my train of thought. I know what it was. So now I'm not suggesting to anybody that they rip these services off, because that is the worst thing you can do. If you can afford to pay, you should pay. But when they turn up, Mark, is there a criteria? Like, do they have to fill out forms and say to you, hey, this is how badly off I am?
No, what we normally do, a person will come, say they come for the first time at Yarra, yep, Junction, we just ask them their name and how big their family is,
yep,
because every week we report back every month to DSS,
yep,
the amount of people that come through and use our service,
yep,
and that's all we need. We don't take any other information off the people whatsoever. They might say they're just a family and that we don't need to know any more than that. And there's no questions asked. It's just people in need come through.
Yeah, and there's no judgment either.
No, there's no judgment by anyone. Yeah. In fact, we had a lady come in a new car and yep, a couple of people thought, why are they coming through? And it worked out that they had had an unexpected bill come in, and when they got food for 4 months or three or 4 months, then after a couple of months they came and gave us a donation, and they said that's what they survived on while they had to pay this bill. They didn't have money for food, and that's how they lived.
Yeah, and we're pretty quick to judge people on the outside, because you think they're nicely dressed or they drive a nice car. But sometimes it's not even their own car.
No. You can't judge a person. And the shabbiest-looking person that comes in could be the richest person that comes in. You don't know.
And heard that plenty of times. All right, we'll take a quick break. Mark from Link, and We should say, when you're looking it up, if you happen to need to look them up, it is L-I-N-C, not the normal way you'd expect a link. So it's L-I-N-C. Now, Mark, we promised people, if they got their paper and pencil together, that we'd give them some contact details to find out more. Can you give us any, apart from phone numbers, that websites or anything you've got, please?
Yeah, I'll go through, and we spoke first about the crisis support from Fresh Start.
Yep.
And if you want to get in contact with them, the phone number is 0472 644 476. And I'll repeat that for you so you've got it, is 0472 644 476.
Now, Mark, just on that, what hours is that available?
Well, you can leave a message. All and right. At the moment it's Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yep.
10 till 1, and you'll get a phone call back at that time from Deb or one of the other volunteers.
Yep.
Depends who's on. If you've got a general inquiry, you can call 0455 268 457. That's 0455 268 457, and that's Julie Zabo, the general manager's line, and... Yep. If you want to volunteer, you can call that number as well.
Yep. All right. Do you have a website?
Yes. We do have a website, and it's just Link Yarra Valley. And also our Gmail account, our Gmail is link.yarravalley@gmail.com, and you can send emails to that number.
And again, it's L-I-N-C.
Yeah, L-I-N-C dot Yarra Valley.
What was the whole lot again? L-I-N-C.
L-I-N-C dot Yarra Valley is one word, at gmail.com.
That's it. All right, so do you want to... we've still got just a few minutes to go. Can you give us the times for the... where people are available... where the food will be available, plus?
Yep, so I'll start with Moorabark for our listeners further down the line.
Yep.
Moorabark's on from 9 o'clock on a Friday morning at St Margaret's Church in Moorabark.
Yep.
And I'll work my way back up the line. I'll go to Wandon North and the Yarra Valley Seventh-day Adventist Church run that at the Senior Citizens Centre in Wandon North, and that's at 10:30 on a Friday morning. These are all Friday morning.
Yep.
Wurrialik is at the Presbyterian Church in Wurrialik, and that's at 10:30 as
well. That's the Hillsville Wurrialik Road, isn't it?
Yeah, just opposite the primary school in Wurrialik.
Yep.
At the Millgrove Baptist Church at 10:30 on a Friday again, and that's in Kavanagh Road in Millgrove, and at the Upper Yarra Family Services Centre in Yarra Junction, and that's... Yeah, on the corner of Hoddle Street and Warburton Highway, and that's at 1 o'clock on a Friday.
All right, so anybody who, and there won't be any judgment, you just front up, get a number, and then you just wait for to go through the system.
Yep, and it depends totally how much you can take on what we get given.
Yep.
And as I said, some people come and take not much, other people... with a large family need more.
And I guess we should emphasise that too, that while it's a great organisation and it's a great thing to be handed out, you really should only take what you need, because you don't want to take it away and waste it and somebody else miss out, do you?
No, the other thing is that if you come through the program and you want something, more of something, you can always wait, and at the end people can come through, and if there's stuff left they can take more of.
Oh,
so we have a number of people come through and get what they need the first time, and then they get what they want the second time.
So they really just take the basics first up, and then it's a terrific system.
Yeah, people come back and they might take, say, 6 apples the first time, but then they might say, I want to make an apple pie or something. They'll come back through and might get another 8 or 10 apples if there's apples left to make other stuff with it.
And one of the things we should emphasise too, and I'm talking about now probably more for the younger people or the younger mums and dads, the young children do need their fruit, don't they?
Yep. We also give apples to the kindergarten and primary schools as well. Yeah. It's a great service as well for them.
Yeah. Look, Bruce, it's fascinating, all the things that you do. I think particularly, well, the two of them. I mean, the first one is that... first of all, I should ask you, before people get involved with say, the food, do they have to pay a joining fee, or is it just you rock up on the Friday?
There's no joining fee. It's just rock up on a Friday and you can take your pick up food. There is nothing... Some sites we do, people can donate, give a donation of a gold coin if they want to.
Or if they can.
If they can. There's no compulsion to give anything. This is just a free gift of, we've been given the food, and it's our role then to give the food out to the community that need it.
Roughly, Bruce, I slipped only there one time. I've called Bruce off air. I've called him Bruce, but I think it's the first time on air I've messed up, and or maybe twice. I've lost my thought now. Oh, no. How many volunteers would you have running these programs?
Across all the sites,
yep,
of a Friday, about 50 volunteers.
We should give a shout out to them, because at the end of the day, they're still giving up their time to help other people that really need the help.
Yeah, so those 50 volunteers help 300 families.
Around 300 you get through.
Yeah, well, Yarra Junction last Friday, by the time we did Hampus, was 109 families.
Jeez, 109?
Yep.
Gee, it's... Pardon me, I've swallowed a bit of air. Look, that's a really big need, isn't it?
Yeah, and
those phone numbers again, just quickly, please, Mark. We've got to move, but
yep. So crisis support, what we call the Fresh Start line, is 0472 644 476. That's 0472 644 476. The general inquiries line is 0455 268 457. That's 0455 268 457. We're on Facebook. We're on, and you can leave messages on Facebook and Messenger. We've Gmail. I gave that out before. It's linked yarravalley@gmail.com, and you can have a look at us on our webpage as well.
Sounds terrific. Look, Bruce, thank you for your time. I think it's terrific when you've got volunteers volunteering to help their own community. And quite a lot of people only just need a bit of a hand up. So I think it's fantastic. And thank you for your time.
No worries. Thank you for inviting me across.
No worries. Thanks. You.